for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, the U.S. Employment Service notified Lum and Abner that it had a supply sergeant with 18 months' experience running post exchanges overseas. The sergeant is willing to take the job offered by the old fellows, provided they can furnish some guarantee of permanency. Well, Lum and Abner wired back a 6 months' guarantee plus the general managership of the store. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store looking forward to the sergeant's arrival. Listen.
Granny's, everything's dusty in here. Looks like you never swept out here this morning.
Well, I never. I thought I'd save that for the Sarge to do.
Oh, is that why you ain't unpacked them boxes that come in from the wholesale house the other day?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you can't leave everything for him to do. He ain't got six arms, you know.
No, but he's young and big and strong. That's why he's coming down here, ain't it, to work?
Well, yeah, you're right.
Oh, them sergeants are big, stout fellers, Mom. Leastways, all the ones I've ever saw here.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be good to have somebody like him around here.
I can't wait.
Yeah, me and you're getting to the point now where we oughtn't to have to do any of that heavyweight ourselves.
Yeah, I got to that point 10 years ago. Well, for the land's sakes, what struck Grandpappy Spears?
What struck him? Did he get hit with something?
Well, look at him coming up out there. Doggies, he ain't moved that fast since the time the hornets got inside his breaky.
Jiminy, I ought to lawsuit you fellas. Which one of you done it?
Wait a minute. Done what, Grandpappy?
You know what I'm talking about. Fess up now. Who's the underhanded critter that done it?
Well, hold on, Grandpappy.
Yeah, take it easy. You're going to bust a blood artillery there.
Now, what's this all about,
Don't
anyway?
Try to beat around the brush with me. You fellas got a telegram today, and don't try to deny it.
Why, sure we got a telegram from that Sergeant Hartford, the fella we're going to hire to work here.
Yeah, it come in about 10 o'clock this morning.
What makes you think we're trying to deny it?
Well, don't start trying to deny that you're denying it.
Huh?
What I want to know is, how did you get it?
Well, Dick Cuddleston called up and said there was a telegram over there first, and we went over and got it.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You know good and well I'm the official telegraph deliver boy of Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Have been for 3 years, and you know it, too.
We know it.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. I know what you're going to say. We tried to wait for you to deliver it, but we just couldn't wait that long.
Yeah, Dick, they even called over here there to your place, and Charity said you were still sleeping.
That ain't no excuse. If you're any kind of a friend at all, you would have waited.
Well, law me, you didn't get up till noon.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Looks to me like you're just trying to ruin my record. Disgrace me in front of the whole Western Telegraph Corporation.
We ain't no such a thing.
Well, somebody is.
Oh, prattle.
Every spavin-legged time a telegram comes in here, the same knock-kneed thing happens. Whoever's fur comes over and gets the pigeon-toed thing before ever I get a chance to deliver it. Everybody's ruining my record.
Well, now, Grandpap, take it easy.
Folks around here just too pigeon-toed nosy. That's the whole trouble with them. Too nosy.
Well, calm down, Grandpap.
I hate and despise every flat-footed nosy critter in this town. Gonna move somewhere else where folks ain't so bow-legged curious.
Now, listen, Grandpap.
What did the telegram say?
Huh?
That's the trouble with not getting a deliver them. I never find out what they say.
I thought you told me you never read them.
Well, I don't read them, actually, but sometimes if I accidentally happen to hold them up and the light happens to hit them just right, why, I'm bound to get a rough idea of what's in them. Come on now, tell me what was in your telegram.
It just said that this Sergeant Hartford accepted a job and he'll be here today.
Yeah, we're expecting him here any time now.
Yeah, he's going to be the general manager, have full control of the whole store here.
Yeah, we figure we've built this store up to where we can sort of turn it over to somebody else now.
Yeah, we did such a good job at running it.
Me and Abner deserve to take things easy for a while.
Yeah.
Be good for us, and it'll be a good thing for the Sarge, too. Here he is, just coming back from the war, and it'll give him a nice job to step into.
Why, sure. Be a good start for him as a civilian.
Is that all that telegram said? Wouldn't have been so interesting after all. Almost glad I never got to deliver it now.
Well, what's wrong with that telegram? That's a good un. Best news I've heard in a long time.
Maybe so, but I recollect a telegram I delivered out to Ed Watkins's. Well, I never actually delivered it. Ed come and got it himself, but I got to read the telegram about a week later.
Oh.
It said, "Dear Ed, Uncle Harry disappeared again. Maisie's got the mumps. Congratulations on Ronald's graduation. Signed, Hattie." Now, there's my ideas of a telegram.
Well, I'd rather get ours, because ours means that from now on I ain't going to have to sweep out and make delivers and lift them heavy feed sacks. Facts is, I ain't going to have to do nothing.
No, that's right. Me and Abner are going to be out-and-out zeggities from here on in.
It's a life for me, Roger. Yeah. Just sit around and zeggitate. What do you think of that, Grandpap?
You know what, Abner?
No, what?
Yes, sir, it's bothered me for a long time now. I often wondered about it.
About me being a zeggitive?
No, about Uncle Harry disappearing.
Oh.
Often wondered where he went to. Fur as I know, he never did show up again.
Well, did you know this Uncle Harry?
Wait a minute, who is that?
What do you want, son? Oh, it's that little bass boy. He runs in here.
Well, leave him alone, Abner. He just stands there at that candy case and looks in. He ain't hurting nobody.
He'll have his hand down that cracker barrel first.
No, he won't. He just admiring the candy.
Grandpap, did you know this Uncle Harry? That fella you're talking about?
No, I never. Did you?
Why, of course not. You was the one. Wait a minute, I believe that's our ring.
I'll get it. Might
look
be the sergeant. Maybe he's got you here already.
He thinks I ain't watching him get them crackers.
Hello, jot him down store. L. Edwards talking. Oh, hello, Miss Emmeline.
Uh-oh. Better sit down, Grandpap. This will take a long time.
Well, you tell the boys to go right ahead with the football practice. I'll get there as quick as I can. Well, I won't be long. See, I have to wait here till the sarge arrives.
Got a whole pocket for me.
The sarge. Sergeant Hartford, the soldier I was telling you about.
No.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'd give them to him, but they taste better if he don't think I know he's getting.
No, we ain't found a room for him yet, but he's going to bunk over there at my place till we can find him one. Is that where he's going to stay, the sergeant?
Yeah, Lyle's going to put a cot in his room for him.
Well, don't worry about the game with Mount Ida. I'll have the boys in good shape by Friday, and with Cedric in there, we're bound to win.
That Lyle's snoring, he'd be too tired to work.
Now, I know they've got a good team, but I've got some trick plays up my sleeve. Going to use a double, triple, reverse, off-tackle smash with Cedric running both ways. That'll fool anybody.
Including Cedric.
All right, Miss Emmeline. You tell the boys I'll be there as quick as I can.
Went out.
Yes, Ma'am.
Pockets full of crackers.
All right, Miss Emmeline. Goodbye. And his hair's a wonderful woman.
Ah.
She sure is interested in the team and its coach. Especially its coach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's one of the main reasons I'm anxious to hit a winning streak. She's my inspiration.
Uh-oh.
When Mount Ida Mallards comes out on the field Friday, they're going to be up against an inspired coach.
Are you going to play in the game yourself?
Well, no, but my spirit will be out there.
Where does he play?
Tackle. No, he don't play nothing in particular. I wish the sergeant would hurry up and get here so that I could get over to the football practice.
Say, that
Where did the little bass
me,
boy go?
He left. He filled his pockets full of crackers and went out the door.
Bless
half
his
the
heart. Bless his little heart.
Oh, man. I got another idea for the sergeant to start working on. I want to get your opinions on it before he gets here, though.
Well, I don't know. I believe we got plenty of stuff lined up for him to do now.
Well, he can handle it, a big fella like him, and I believe this is a good idea. Come on back in the feed room here, and I'll show you, Lung. Come on.
All right. You know, Abner, it sure seems good to have somebody like him coming in here. Somebody we can give orders to and know that it's going to be did.
Hey, Grandpap, you keep watch here and let us know if a sarge comes while we're back in the feed room.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, now, come on right in here, Lon. Now, here's what I had in mind. See, I figure we can have the sarge build a row of shelves going clean up to the ceiling along that fur wall over there. That way he can stack the feed sacks on the shelves and give us a lot more room back here.
It's going to be a job hoisting the sacks up that high, though. Them things are heavy.
Well, that won't be nothing for the sergeant.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
sure.
He's more You're likely forgetting. To toss them things up there with one hand.
Yeah, maybe you've got a good idea there, Abner. We do need more room back here.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we could have him move that heavy stove out of here, too.
Yeah,
never use it.
No.
Always got the other one in the front part of the store there.
Oh, he can pick that thing up and take it out here in no time at all.
Maybe we ought to just sit down and make a long list of the things we want him to do.
That's a good idea. I can find a long enough piece of paper. Here's a lot of stuff I got in mind.
You know, it's more likely the way we'll run this store from now on. Just write down a few orders and instructions.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's going to be general manager in full charge, but... Actual me and you'll still be running things.
He'll just think he's running. We get all the work out of it.
Benny, I don't know why we never started this years ago.
Oh, this is what I've been looking for. I never knowed it till now, though.
Hey, that's him right there. Hey, fellas, the sergeant's here.
Well, good.
This is Lum and Abner right here.
How do you do? I'm Sergeant Hartford, just discharged from the wax, and I'm ready to take over.
Sergeant Hartford.
Place isn't quite what I expected, but we can soon remedy that. Naturally, I want it understood that I expect prompt attention and quick action on all of my directives. I have a complete set of merchandising plans I intend to put into practice. But first, I want the place clean up. You, the short one, get a broom and start on that floor. And you, the tall one, get a bucket of hot water.
Well... It looks as though Sergeant Hartford is going to alter Lum and Abner's plans for running things quite considerably. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.